Turning now to a very different story from Britain. Grocery shoppers in London have probably noticed this, a shortage of fresh vegetables. In fact, some supermarkets in London are even rationing items like iceberg lettuce, broccoli, and zucchini. Our man in London, Leo Hornack, has been on the hunt for elusive vegetables. So Mom told us to eat our veggies. Leo, what's the deal? What's going on?
Well, Marco, I'm speaking to you from the epicenter of a zucchini famine here in London. It's a real thing. When you go to the supermarket right now and you walk along the veg aisle, there are these empty buckets. About a month ago, this first started with what we call courgettes, what you call zucchini. Mm-hmm. And just this week, the news came that it had spread. And at Britain's biggest supermarket, there's actually rationing. You cannot buy more than 3 iceberg lettuce at once. And everything from eggplants to celery to cucumbers, artichokes, even broccoli have been affected by this. So it's something I'm not used to in my lifetime, but kind of as a bit of a throwback to maybe something like World War II, where we really did have actual rationing of food properly in this country.
Well, there's no World War. Why is this happening, Leo?
This is a small island in a cold part of the world, and we've got used to importing a lot of what we eat. About 50% of the vegetables that are sold in Britain come from overseas. And what's happened is in southern Spain, where a lot of these vegetables come from or are supplied from, there's been very bad flooding, there's been frost, it's been extremely poor weather this winter.
So how are people responding? I can't imagine kids are totally bummed out about this.
You know, when I speak to people, I think there's two responses. One is the response you just mentioned, which is if I was like 10 years old and I was told, you know what, bad news, there's a massive shortage of broccoli right now, I would have mixed feelings, right? And then I think there's the other kind of reaction, which is the adults. And a lot of people are on their new resolutions. And so I think there's a lot of people who will feel like, I wanted to eat healthy this year, but I'm just going to be forced against my will, Marco, back onto the scones and the Nutella. So you're going to get a mixture of reactions.
So we've heard a lot about what Brexit might mean for deprivation in the UK of food from the continent. Is there a Brexit connection to this veggie slowdown?
No, it's not. This is to do with weather problems in southern Europe. But it could be a taste of the future. You know, in Britain, we're used to having free trade with the rest of Europe. That's the basic privilege that we have as part of the European Union. But no one knows what the conditions for trading are going to be when Britain leaves the European Union. So I think people are worried that could this be a little forewarning of what we should in future start getting used to.
Yeah, so Leo, you and I have dined together. I know you're down with greens. How are you coping?
There's a little kind of grocery store independent from the supermarkets at the end of my high street. And I went in there and I went to the back and I found a little bit moldy a pile of zucchini. This morning, I ate the last one. I can tell you, it was probably the best tasting zucchini I've ever had because I knew no one else in the BBC building was having a zucchini.
Leo Hornack, our man in London. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.
And you're listening to The World.